An NPR Ipsos poll out today shows that 3/4 of people polled think gun laws should be stricter than they are now. Gun control advocates call it a potential watershed moment that could diminish the powerful gun lobby. But it's not clear what, if any, federal changes will come out of last month's school shooting in Florida. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Shannon Watts, a Colorado mother of five, says she watched in stunned frustration as nothing happened on gun control at the federal level after the Sandy Hook school massacre. 20 children and 6 adults were murdered. And again, in mass shooting after mass shooting, nothing. Now Watts says Parkland is different. She says with the help of activist students, more people are using their voices and votes to start to crack the power of the NRA.
They have money on their side, but now we have momentum and a grassroots army. And they don't even know what's coming their way at the midterms. It won't be pretty.
That momentum, Watts says, includes more than 1.5 million new people since Parkland who've signed on with Moms Demand Action, the group she founded after Sandy Hook. And President Trump this week, in an extraordinary meeting, seemed to embrace new gun restrictions that many thought unimaginable just a few weeks ago. Trump reiterated his support for NRA-backed ideas of training and arming some teachers. But Trump said Parkland had changed the debate. In a bipartisan meeting Wednesday, he signaled support for wide-ranging gun control measures the gun lobby fiercely opposes, including significantly expanding background checks to cover online sales and firearms bought at gun shows.
And they have to be strong. The background checks, hey, look, I'm the biggest fan of the Second Amendment. Many of you are. I'm a big fan of the NRA, but I had lunch with them, with Wayne and Chris and David on Sunday, and said, it's time. We got to stop this nonsense. It's time.
But underscoring the might and access of the gun lobby, the NRA's top lobbyist Chris Cox met in the Oval Office with the president and Vice President Mike Pence last night. Cox tweeted afterwards that Trump and Pence, quote, support the Second Amendment, support strong due process, and don't want gun control. Shortly after, the president tweeted, good great meeting in the Oval Office tonight with the NRA. And Republican leader Mitch McConnell also signaled he has no plans to bring a gun measure to the Senate next week. Taken together, gun control advocates worry the president's embrace of new gun measures will prove fleeting. Still, since Parkland, more than a dozen corporations, from car rental to giant chain stores, have stopped offering discounts or special offers to NRA members or have significantly changed their gun sales policies. And anecdotally anyway, some gun owners are breaking with the NRA, arguing that the gun lobby's absolutist approach to the Second Amendment is unrealistic. Peggy Criscio, a Connecticut hairdresser, calls herself a proud gun owner, Second Amendment supporter, and former NRA member. She doesn't have a problem with expanding background checks and waiting periods at gun shops and gun shows. Again, all restrictions the NRA opposes.
No, they don't represent me at all. There needs to be restrictions on these assault rifles, especially if this is happening in our schools. I mean, something has to be done. I don't think arming teachers is going to help. I don't think that's their responsibility.
Criscio owns an AR-15, similar in style to the semi-automatic rifle used in scores of massacres, including Parkland. She got it, she says, to feel its power at the shooting range.
But once you have it and realize that it can change a person's life forever, such as a child, you think twice about owning one.
She's now thinking about donating her AR-15 to local law enforcement. But Dr. Arthur Prishbinda, with the group Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership and an NRA member, says this backlash is fueling a gun rights counterpunch.
I think what we're seeing is a greater interest in supporting gun rights. Nobody joins the NRA for the free cap. They join it because they feel that the NRA is the best agent to defend their Second Amendment rights.
Meantime, gun control advocates are waiting to see if Trump's rhetorical support for expanded background checks and other new federal measures translates into real action or is merely another mercurial head fake from a president who has made unpredictability central to his presidency. Real change may come at the state level. For Here and Now, I'm Eric Westervelt.